The Truth About Cheating, Why Men Stray and What You Can Do to Prevent It, by M. Gary Newman, narrated by Jonathan Davis, with a special introduction from the author.
Hello, this is Gary Newman, author of The Truth About Cheating. As you go through this audiobook, I really want you to take away some concrete ideas. You know, I did not want the book to be only about statistics, only about philosophy. But I really wanted it to be translated to what you can do for your marriage, for yourself, and for your spouse. And toward that end, take special note of the Quick Action Program. My Quick Action Program throughout the book is really trying to boil things down to very specific things that you can do quickly that can really make a huge difference. You know, the primary reason I think I wrote this book was because everybody's got a lot of answers. Everybody writes books on marriage, and they point you in 100 different ways, and they're all pretty good. But who can do them all? Well, I wanted to boil it down. I wanted to find out where you could put the most energy and get the most bang for your buck and be able to, you know, make it simple and clear so that you could really get a return on your energy. And that's what the Quick Action Program is about. So, you know, try these things. There's no harm in trying. You do it for a week or two. And as soon as you start to see those differences, take note. And then when your spouse says to you, wow, I can get into this, this is really nice, well, that's a good time to say, that's a good time to talk and say, well, you like it? Well, this is something I'm trying to do for us. And now let's talk about how you can get into the program and we can go forward and do this together. As you go through the book, there's going to be a lot of things asked of you, maybe some changes for you, of course. And I realize that just telling somebody, well, you should do this, that doesn't mean that, okay, great, I'll go ahead and do it. Sometimes we have some internal resistance. Well, we don't feel he deserves it. We feel uncomfortable with it.